We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Wonderful viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremaster Television is available on the following 71 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us in Thailand with the following new edition in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. And we also have a new edition in the Dominican Republic, in Provincia de Igue, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Amphorong on CSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouè on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIEC Kumba.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Unidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. in Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taberacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia and Hulft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a city in Canada provides affordable housing for young people in need. In animal news, American researchers discover that termites support the African savanna ecosystem. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the Community Baboon Sanctuary in Belize, which provides a safe habitat for the black howler monkey. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 5th, is the Independence Day of Cape Verde, observing its autonomy achieved in 1975. Cape Verde is a group of volcanic islands west of Senegal in Western Africa. Over 100 species of birds are found there, including the king warbler and razzo lark, which are endemic to the country. Esteemed Cape Verdean poet and novelist Mr. Baltazar Lopez da Silva was influential in shaping the modern literature of the nation. International acclaimed singer Cesaria Evora has deep roots in her cherished nation.
Today is also Venezuela's Independence Day, celebrating its self-rule attained in 1811. It is situated in northern South America, adjacent to the Caribbean Sea and the North Atlantic Ocean. Venezuela's Canaima National Park, a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site, features Angel Falls, the highest waterfall in the world. Another World Heritage Site, University City of Caracas, the main campus of Central University of Venezuela, is recognized as a masterpiece of architecture. May the friendly people of Cape Verde and Venezuela have a fantastic Independence Day.
Flying news. Earthquakes hit Solomon Islands, Formosa or Taiwan, and India. On Friday evening, July 2nd, a magnitude 5.1 tremor rattled the Solomon Islands, with an epicenter 35 kilometers southeast of Aichi. Also that night, a quake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale rumbled India's Andaman Islands when it struck in the Indian Ocean 165 kilometers southwest of Port Blair. The following day, southern Formosa was shaken by a 5.1 magnitude tremor located in Pingtung City. Fortunately, none of the events caused any major damage or injuries. We are grateful for the welfare of those in the quake-jolted regions, as we also pray that such unsettling disturbances subside through humanity's striving for more considerate stewardship of our earthly home.
IMF and World Bank forgive debt for Democratic Republic of Congo as part of an initiative to assist highly indebted countries that have made strides towards economic and governing reforms. International Monetary Fund, or IMF, and World Bank representatives on Thursday, July 1st, approved the waiving of $12.3 billion in debt for the Democratic Republic of Congo. This announcement, coming in the same week as the 50th anniversary of autonomy for the country, will relieve the government of approximately 90% of its total external debt, as well as $300 million in annual repayments. Our appreciation and heaven bless International Monetary Fund and the World Bank for this generous measure of support to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Wishing the Congolese people flourishing lives of prosperity, fulfillment, and peace.
South Korean President visits Mexico. President Felipe Calderon welcomed South Korean President Lee Myung-bak on Thursday, July 1st, as the two met for discussions that centered on increased cooperation in areas such as transportation, infrastructure, and technology. In accordance with pledges that both have already made to reduce their nation's greenhouse gas emissions 30% by 2020, the heads of state announced a plan to enhance their collaboration in the areas of energy efficiency and sustainable energy development. President Lee also revealed that a Korean cultural center would be constructed in Mexico by 2012, coinciding with the 50th anniversary of the country's diplomatic relations. Finally, the two presidents agreed to assist each other in South Korea's hosting of a G20 economic forum in November and Mexico's upcoming climate conference. Your Excellencies, we laud your cordial and productive time together. Wishing your countries ever-expanding amicable relations that bring contentment and friendship for all fellow citizens.
Roza Utunbayeva inaugurated as president in Kyrgyzstan. The former United Nations representative and ambassador to the US and United Kingdom became Kyrgyzstan's first female president on Saturday, July 3rd. Her inauguration followed an election in which a new constitution received 90% voter approval, with terms that included delegating powers to the interim president until December 31, 2011. As the nation's official head of state, Ms. Utunbayeva will oversee the government's transition to a parliamentary democracy, which will include a prime minister and cabinet members being appointed by parliament members following a vote in October. We respectfully congratulate Your Excellency on the vote of confidence from the Kyrgyz people. May your leadership serve the noble goals of unified stability and peace for all fellow citizens in your country.
New Loving Huts bring even more easily accessible vegan meals. South Korea recently welcomed yet another Loving Hut locale and express car. As part of the world's fastest growing vegan franchise, Loving Hut International strives to exemplify Supreme Master Qinghai's concept of providing the public with fulfilling, quickly served, and reasonably priced cruelty-free meals.
In Daejeon, the new Loving Hut Shin Chan Jin is conveniently situated in a traditional marketplace center.
The diner has garnered many regular customers attracted by its vegan menu made from all organic ingredients, free of chemical seasonings.
먹고 나서 속이 굉장히 편하고요. 그래서 일단 제 집사람하고 애기들하고 데리고 먼저 한번 오고 싶고요. 우리 직장 동료들하고도 한번 같이 와서 건강한 식사를 같이 즐기고 싶습니다.
멀리서 인터넷을 통해서 오신 분이 네 분이 계셨는데 오셔서 제가 콩불고기 쌈밥을 추천해드렸어요. 아주 맛있게 드시고 가시는 거를 보고 그날은 참 행복했어요.
Meanwhile, a new Loving Heart Express based in Seoul has begun traveling to many different locations, from busy streets to residential areas to shopping quarters, offering convenient, wholly delectable vegan food to passers-by in Seoul and surrounding areas. With the World Cup in full swing, this mobile Loving Heart has also been welcomed by soccer enthusiasts gathering to watch their favorite teams play.
The menu includes vegan toast, sandwiches, seaweed rolls with mustard sauce, and beverages such as apple juice and handmade apricot juice. Visitors also receive informative SOS and alternative living flyers describing the benefits of the veg lifestyle to their own health and that of the planet. Everywhere the Loving Heart Express goes, enthusiastic customers gather in large numbers.
무슨 노란색 차가 있어갖고 이건 뭐지 하고 봤는데 뭐 토스트인가? 그 차라고 해가지고 먹었더니 괜찮고 간편하고 되게 좋은 것 같아요.
그 채식인지 모르고 먹었는데 맛이 상쾌하고 매우 맛있습니다.
굉장히 부드럽고요. 맛있습니다.
고기 맛이 나는데도 그게 채식이라고 하니까 너무 신기해요. 그리고 이제 콩으로 만들었다는 거에 대해서도 너무 좋은 것 같아요. 너무 맛있어요. 이게 좀 대중적으로 좀 맞는 사람들이 알아줬으면 하는 바람이 있네요.
Bravo, Loving Heart. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for encouraging this exciting and humane dining experience. May more and more people make the easy and delightful switch to the compassionate and rewarding vegan lifestyle.
Be best, go green, save the planet.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitigarbha Sutra. Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. It seems, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Leela.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Human rights advocate freed in Iran. Ms. Narges Mohammadi, close aide to Nobel Peace Prize laureate and Iranian human rights lawyer Shirin Ebadi, was released on Friday, July 2nd, following a three-week detainment. The mother of two is also a spokeswoman for the Defenders of Human Rights Center in Iran. We are thankful for the safe freedom of Ms. Mohammadi. May she be warmly reunited with loving family and friends.
Dog groomer risks life to save dogs. Nancy Simmons was working in her New Jersey, USA business when an electrical fire started in the building's back room on Thursday night, July 1st. When her attempts to douse the flames with water were unsuccessful, Ms. Simmons quickly dialed for emergency help and raced to get all the dogs in her care outside as fast as she could. Although she managed to rescue the majority of her clients' dogs, two of them perished, along with her own Great Dane and six of her seven puppies.
When firefighters arrived on the scene, the flames had already consumed the building. The animals were taken for medical checkups, while Ms. Siemens was transferred to the hospital for smoke inhalation. Stephanie Broxbank, manager of Animal Placement Agency of the Windsors, or APAW, said Nancy did everything she could. She risked her life for other people's dogs that she felt had to get out of there. Ms. Siemens, who was later released from the hospital, simply asked for prayers for the dogs whose lives had been lost.
We join in admiring salute, Miss Nancy Simmons, for your brave and loving efforts to save treasured animal companions' lives. May the souls of those who perished rest in heaven's everlasting love, as the surviving animals are reunited with their caregivers in comfort and forever happiness. For her act of courage and self-sacrifice, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Miss Simmons with the Shining World Heroine Award, along with $500 for vegan vitamins to aid in the recovery of her health.
Save our planet. Global methane from the livestock industry underestimated. Through recalculations based on a new approach, US researchers from the University of Missouri have concluded that the amounts of methane emitted from the waste on dairy and pig farms could be underestimated by as much as 65%. US factory farms, which house thousands of animals at a time in one building, are often forced to dispose of the overwhelming quantities of waste in manure lagoons, open and untreated cesspits holding up to millions of gallons of liquid waste. Although these livestock waste lagoons generate toxic methane gas as a byproduct, they are rarely measured due to the technical difficulty and high costs. As a result, the US Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, had been estimating the emissions of this potent greenhouse gas based on a certain United Nations formula.
However, the scientists found that the lagoons generated methane more rapidly than calculated by the UN formula. This, combined with other equation updates, suggested the current methane emissions could be up to two-thirds higher than estimated. In addition, the report stated that other farmed animal operations may in fact be producing methane pollution beyond the threshold currently required for reporting to the EPA, such as livestock farms with less than 3,200 dairy cows or 34,100 pigs.
The harmful effects of livestock manure on environment and health too were further described by US investigative journalist David Kirby in an interview.
There are all the gases that come up off the lagoons, that come out of the barns themselves, and that come from the spray fields, where when they have to get rid of this liquid waste, of course, if the wind comes, well, that's great for the farmer, because he's just gotten rid of several hundreds of gallons of liquid that just flew away out in the air. The lagoons themselves off-gas, and they emit methane, which is very hazardous to human health, hydrogen sulfide, which can cause neurological disorders, depression, anxiety, even suicide, aggression. Hydrogen sulfide is a horrible thing to be exposed to, and ammonia.
Our appreciation, Mr. Kirby, and University of Missouri researchers for your factual observations that help quantify this harmful greenhouse gas. With such serious considerations as these, may governments and individuals make the urgent and necessary shift to low-emission, humane plant-based agriculture to save the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has conveyed on many occasions her concern for the environmental impact of animal farming, as during the September 2009 video conference in South Korea.
The animals and their waste also produce very potent greenhouse gases like methane and nitrous oxide, even other toxic gases. Methane is up to 100 times more potent than carbon dioxide. And nitrous oxide is 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Respected scientists recalculated and found that the meat industry is actually producing more than 50% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Meat is the number one cause of global warming. So the number one solution is to stop producing it. Logical, yes? So we all have to be vegan. That is what the science is clearly telling us right now.
Save Our Planet, a Formosan or Taiwanese modified supertanker begins assisting with the U.S. oil spill cleanup, with the ship's holes on the sides allowing it to collect and clean up more oily water in 2 days than current skimmers have been able to clean in 10 weeks.
Save Our Planet. According to Highgrove head gardener Debs Goodenough, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom's organic gardening practices include planting certain vegetation in lieu of chemicals, as well as his personal counting of rare wild orchids to mark their progress.
Save Our Planet. United States President Barack Obama announces the allocation of $1.85 billion in federal loan guarantees to two main companies for construction of new solar plants that will create thousands of jobs.
Warning news. To prevent the development of dangerous antibiotic-resistant bacteria that could endanger lives, the US Food and Drug Administration is recommending that livestock farmers stop giving antibiotics to livestock, which are administered in their water to spur unnaturally accelerated growth.
Croaky the Frog,
and I have adopted the earth-saving vegan diet. I have a grooming tip for your sweet rabbit companion. Gently brushing your short-haired friend one time per week, and more frequently during shedding, is recommended by veterinarians. Long-haired breeds will benefit from daily attention to keep their coats smooth. Be sure your brush is suitable for your sensitive bunny companion's delicate skin. A big thank you for being veg, going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, a Canadian city offers affordable housing for young people in need. Yorkton, Saskatchewan is providing 2 6-bedroom residences, which will be home to 10 individuals. Each house will have a mentor to offer support and guidance to the residents. The more than $820,000 project is being jointly financed by the Saskatchewan Housing Corporation, the Yorkton Transitional Homes for Youth Incorporated, and the City of Yorkton. The mayor of Yorkton, the Honorable James Wilson, said, "The city of Yorkton is proud to be making a difference in the lives of our youth. Our warm appreciation, Saskatchewan Housing Corporation, the Honorable James Wilson, the city of Yorkton, and Yorkton Transitional Homes for Youth Incorporated, for your valuable collaborative project. May all young people develop their full potential in loving and supportive environments."
In animal news, termites are essential for Africa's savanna ecosystem. Dr. Robert M. Pringle of the Department of Biological Sciences, Harvard University, USA, and fellow researchers discovered that plants on mounds which were filled with millions of termites grow 60% larger in comparison to other areas. In addition, trees on mounds give 120% more fruit. The termites contribute to this abundance by consuming plant matter and wood that is no longer alive, turning it into nitrogen and phosphorus. They also loosen the soil, thus increasing its ability to hold water. Animal populations were also observed to thrive around the mounds. Our sincere thankfulness, Dr. Robert M. Pringle and colleagues, for highlighting the importance of the mighty termite. May we live in respect and harmony with all of God's amazing creation. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Community Baboon Sanctuary in Belize, where visitors can observe wildlife, including the vegetarian black howler monkey. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more high-thinking news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joyful news for a happier world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an animal sanctuary in Berlitz, which shares important eco-information with visitors and members of the nearby communities.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Community Baboon Sanctuary or CBS of Bermudian Landing, Berlitz, Central America is dedicated to preserving the habitat of the black howler monkey. CBS is also committed to developing ecotourism as an earth-friendly source of livelihood for the people in the nearby area. The sanctuary has the support of the surrounding communities with 220 individuals in 9 villages pledging to maintain their land in ways that will help conserve the monkey population.
The nonprofit was established in 1985 by Belizean Mr. Fale Young and Dr. Robert Horwich, an American primatologist. The sanctuary is home to almost 200 species of birds and numerous animals, including endangered ones. Caring innovations such as special bridges made for the herbivorous black howler monkeys facilitate their free movements.
Visitors can participate in a wide variety of activities such as nature walks, bird watching, or nighttime explorations. A museum which showcases informative eco displays and a gift shop with locally crafted items are also part of the sanctuary. In addition, an education center holds programs about the importance of biodiversity and sustainability. Bravo Community Baboon Sanctuary for creating a flourishing and safe habitat for the black howler monkey and other precious wildlife. May our earth soon become a place where all beings thrive in peace and happiness.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Dari, a language of Afghanistan, entitled The Uniform.
گردشگری از مردی که یونیفرم به تن داشت میپرسد: آیا پلیس هستید؟ او میگوید: نه، من یک کارآگاه مخفی هستم. پس چرا یونیفرم تنته؟ چون امروز روز تعطیله.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on horse racing kills on the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Animal World, our co-inhabitants.
I will help you and them to stop the animal cruelty. Viewer from Denmark.
I am so glad I'm not the only one in this world that can see how horrible this is. Long live the horse. The horse rocks.
Compassionate viewers, your support is much appreciated. Let us do everything we can to stop this abysmal cruelty so that the beautiful horses can live in their natural nobility and grace. May humanity turn to the virtuous way of life, starting with the animal-free vegan diet.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the light of heaven illuminate your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United States donates $43 million to Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan to assist families displaced due to conflict who are now returning home, and also to provide longer-term support for community development.
The United Nations General Assembly unanimously votes to create a new UN agency for gender equality and the empowerment of women, called United Nations Women, that will merge 4 agencies in promoting women's rights.
A study published and commissioned by the UK's Royal Horticultural Society finds that gardening in schools increases children's well-being, as well as their learning, development, and confidence, suggesting that it is an important teaching aid.
Zimbabwean Vimbai Kajis becomes first African news presenter in China, working for CCTV International, the English language 24-hour news channel of China Central Television in Beijing.
India donates 16 transformers valued at $1.9 million to Myanmar, also known as Burma, to bring electricity to homes in areas still impacted by the effects of Cyclone Nargis.
President Dmitry Medvedev makes an historic trip as the first Russian leader to visit Birobidzhan, the country's Jewish autonomous region, where he meets with community members and attends cultural center meetings as part of a tour of Russia's Far East.
UK-based humanitarian Oxfam International is allocating £4.4 $4 million from its own reserves in an urgent initiative to alleviate hunger and thirst for people in Pakistan and the semi-arid Sahel region of West Africa.
The Ethiopian Parliament passes a record $3.9 billion allocation, representing 70% of the nation's total budget, to go toward reducing poverty and improving lives through infrastructure development.
Formosa, or Taiwan, donates 15 ambulances and 2 shipping containers of medical supplies and equipment to Guatemala to help the nation achieve healthcare objectives, as well as aid remote residents affected by Tropical Storm Agatha.
The United Kingdom, United States, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the European Union reaffirm their willingness to engage in negotiations with Iran about the country's nuclear program.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.